The resolution expressed horror at the reported use of chemical weapons in Idlib on the 4th of April and condemned their use in the strongest terms. It expressed full support for a full investigation to be carried out by the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog, OPCW, which is in the process of gathering information on the attack, along with the UN Joint Investigative Mechanism. But it also called on the Syrian government to comply with all OPCW recommendations as its fact-finding mission gets underway, and asked for investigators to be given full access to information on flight plans and pilots who are suspected of being involved in the alleged sarin gas attack, which left dozens dead and injured. United Kingdom Ambassador Matthew Rycroft said that UK investigators had determined that sarin was used and called it the worst of human acts.
We've once again encountered a Russian veto, the eighth time that Russia has used its veto to protect the Syrian regime. This one is even more regrettable given that Russia was the architect of the 2013 agreement to dismantle Syria's chemical weapons program. It is indefensible that Russia has chosen to protect the perpetrators of these attacks rather than work with the rest of the international community to condemn them.
But the Russian Deputy Ambassador Vladimir Safronkov said that 8 days on from what he called the tragic attack, no real steps had been taken to establish the facts. He accused the permanent members behind the resolution of ignoring the possibility that terrorists rather than the Syrian government were to blame. He spoke through an interpreter.
You are afraid of an impartial investigation which can show that there's a worked out system of manipulating chemical weapons. We have every reason to believe that after Khan Sheikhoun, other provocations by extremists can follow using toxic substances. We once again emphasize that collective efforts should today be aimed at supporting the peace process using the Astana and Geneva platforms on strengthening the ceasefire regime.
United States Ambassador Nikki Haley said Russia was siding with the Assad regime at the expense of children brutally poisoned by chemical agents. She said the resolution simply emphasized information that Syria was duty-bound to provide and had a stark warning for Damascus.
We urge Russia to join forces with the overwhelming number of countries that are pushing for a political solution. The international community has spoken. Russia now has a lot to prove. To Assad and the Syrian government, you have no friends in the world after your horrible actions. The United States is watching your actions very closely. The days of your arrogance and disregard of humanity are over. Your excuses will no longer be heard. I suggest you look at this vote very carefully and heed this warning.
For the Syrian government, Ambassador Bashar Jafari denied again any use of chemical weapons and said the members who'd voted for the resolution were prejudging on every level. He spoke via an interpreter.
Whoever reads today's resolution carefully would realize that the genuine, true objective is not to uncover the truth. It is to violate Syrian sovereignty, to abuse and use any information that can be collected through the draft resolution, had it been adopted, in order to target caters, sites and capabilities of the Syrian government and army by those terrorist groups supported by the three countries and their proxies in the region.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.